Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The beverage supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, lots of water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Great nutrition, indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And yes, Matt Cotrillo, they are open.
Excellent. Everybody should be heading down there then to get all their needs while you're quarantined at home.
Well, I mean, let's face it, they're providing. I mean, they got food, they got beverages. Not just obviously, you know, we talk about the best selection of beer anywhere, but they've got food. I mean, you know, they've got beverages, they got water. All right, and it's. We're talking about what people need, and we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right, so as we always do when we start the show, the news of the day, anything people should know, Mr. Cotrillo.
Well, at this point, in Pennsylvania, we are up to a total of 268 COVID cases.
We had two now here in Center County.
Yes, exactly right. So it started.
Neither one is hospitalized. Both are in quarantine at home.
Well, that's good. Yes, that's definitely good to hear. So none here in the Valley yet, which is a good sign. Hopefully it stays that way. And Knoebels is delaying the start of its season now until May 9th and 10th.
It's okay.
And then coming up during our late-day news roundup as well, Evangelical Community Hospital has opened up new mobile site testing for COVID-19, so we'll have more details coming up during our late-day news after we're done here.
Now, just remember, more testing is going to be more numbers, all right? That's just the bottom line. That's just natural, all right? Nothing to panic about, but it is natural that more testing is going to mean more numbers. Just as simple as that. Common sense tells you that. I've looked at the numbers in the state, and the numbers I've looked at in the state, this is what I see. I see 8% positives, okay? Based on the numbers that you see, that means there are 92% negative of the ones that have been done so far. Now, that's the sample size is still relatively small, but I think it's something to keep in mind. All right, moving forward. If we do our part, we all do our part, and we're diligent about this, this will end sooner rather than later. If we're diligent about it. I believe, just my opinion, that the opportunity to have this end sooner rather than later is if we remain diligent and disciplined during this time. Just a personal opinion. Matt may disagree with that, and if he does, that's fine.
Nope, total agreement there.
So let's take this a step at a time. Our guest list is fluid. Okay, it's fluid. Because we've got a long list of guests. to the point where now we're now we have moving parts. And I think we talked about what two guests today, but we're going to change up because we got Kenny Albert today.
Kenny Albert's Tuesday.
Oh, he's Tuesday.
Yeah,
oh, he'll
Tuesday, be Tuesday 4:06. Yep.
Okay, so we got that. We'll have Tony DeFazio on Monday. I believe Ryan Snyder's on Monday, too, on the recruiting aspect for Penn State football. Because we do have to start getting into the football aspect of this. As we pointed out, and I thought the... You know, and again, our phone lines are open. You want to call and ask questions? Great. Call and ask questions. I thought Baird had a great call the other day when he was talking with us about how is football handling this. It's multi-layered. It's multi-layered. When you're talking, let's talk about, first of all, the student part of it. The student part, okay, you have to keep, like the rest of the student body, the student athlete needs to stay on track toward her or his degree. So that means teaching. Now, I because of circumstances last week, I sent out my lesson on an MP3 file. This week, or this Monday, when I teach at 8 a.m., it is going to be different, and the reason it's going to be different this time is I'm going to try and teach on Zoom. I've never taught on Zoom before, and the mere fact that I even downloaded is a shock to everybody. In fact, that I even got this far is shocking, okay? But I'm going to give it a shot. And if it say it doesn't work, then I'll just send another MP3 file out. And then they have a project due on March 30th. Then they've, obviously now we'll have to teach. I tried to stagger it in such a way where there's two projects they have due, one now and one next month. And I was trying to stagger it out in such a way where if we could somehow have face-to-face classes again, then I would have that other one a little bit later. Well, obviously that's not going to work out. So that's the student-athlete part. So the student part, you have to do two things here. They have to be diligent in making sure that whomever stays on track toward graduation, critical, and also stays on track for eligibility. That's one. The next part of this is staying in shape. We are not all in the Adonis level of the suit, where a couple of days off doesn't hurt his shape at all. Oh, stop laughing. You're not helping by laughing at this. Right? For an athlete, obviously the ability to work out. Now, I'm sure enough of them have their own home gyms where they can stay in some semblance of shape. And let's face it, it doesn't take much to talk to Dwight Gault, Chuck, Alvin, okay, Coach Earl on that staff and say, okay, lay it out for me. What do I need to be doing on each day? And they'll give that to them. Okay, so we're talking about the student part. Okay, all of them have to take mobile classes. Same thing with basketball players, same thing with wrestlers, same thing with, I mean, you still have wrestlers that may not be collegiately wrestling, but they're still the Olympic qualifier out there. When that will be at the Jordan Center remains to be seen. The Olympics in Tokyo start July 24th. And by the way, today in Tokyo, they played baseball. Empty stadium, at least for now. But in Tokyo, throughout Japan, and in South Korea, They started their baseball leagues, their version of, I think it would be their version of spring training to get themselves back and going again. Just thought I'd throw that out there for you. So we're talking about the student athlete. I don't care whether it's field hockey, soccer, football, basketball, wrestling, volleyball, whatever it may be. So they got to keep the academic part. So the academic advisor, critical. You also have to go through and you have to make sure, like, for example, Todd Kulka has to make sure they're scheduled, how they're going to schedule for the first six-week session, we'll see. And then hopefully get them scheduled for the second six-week session and then for the fall. So they have to make sure that's set. Then there's the workout schedule. This would be the time where they'd be practicing. I think they would have had another spring practice set for today. It would have been number two. Well, you're not, you know, you're probably throwing the people, as much as they're talking about contact, you know, let's face it, they're probably throwing the people around the area, whatever it may be. I don't know what you're allowed to do, not allowed to do. We talk about, you know, being 6 feet apart. Normally, if you're throwing the ball, I realize there's contact with the ball. I got that. But, you know, usually throwing the ball 20, 30 yards. How do you keep in shape like that? How do you keep your speed? Normally, they would go through spring practice, then they'd run their 40s. Usually a week or two after spring practice, they would run their 40s. That obviously has not been done yet. There is no spring practice. And then there's the nutrition part of it. There's the nutrition component to this. Let's face it. You're talking about 18 to 23-year-olds. We could talk about this with all of us. How diligent have you been during this time with your own diet? Well, the student-athlete has to continue to be very diligent with their own diet. And there's been a lot of training that's gone into this. We've talked about Kayla Martin's role in all of this. But they have to remain diligent. I mean, do you want to have... We talk about the old days of camp. The old days of camp, you know, one of the reasons for having two-a-days is you come in with some semblance of shape, but really, you really got into shape in training camp 30 years ago, 40 years ago. I mean, you went to camp and you got into shape as well as getting ready to play. Now you're expected to walk into camp in optimum shape. And that's the way it's been for a long time. You've been expected for 20, 25 years to even 30 years to walk into camp in optimum shape. Well, this is going to be a big test of making sure between weight training, speed training, nutrition, and your academics, are you in good shape in all three areas? Or actually four, because I mentioned speed and strength. So are you in good shape in all four? Because even though we're going day by day, you as a student athlete have to plan that you're going to be playing. You can't just assume that you can't make assumptions. I mean, the assumption is you're going to get ready to play. That's the assumption you have to make. Then we'll find out later what's realistic and what's not. So I thought Bear's question was one of the great questions. In fact, I was in a meeting today about the Penn State football television show, and I was talking to Don Hampton, our lead producer on it, and the topics I just brought up because of Baird's call were topics that I said, look, these are things we need to look at moving forward. Unprecedented times and unprecedented way of doing things. And everybody has to adapt. Everybody has to. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's Kent State, San Jose State, Virginia Tech, Northwestern, whomever it may be, they're all going through the same thing, too. So it will be the programs that remain disciplined enough. You know, and the coaches also in this period of time, we're going to hear from Ryan Snyder coming up on Monday. I mean, how do you recruit during this time? Kansas, for example, Les Miles is going to have a virtual junior day coming up. You know, and the virtual junior day is not one of those, hey, you know, you're online with everybody for about 20 minutes and then that's it. Like, their virtual junior day is going to start at something like 9 a.m. and it goes to like 7:30 at night, their virtual junior day, going through everything that they would take you through on a junior day, except they're doing it, you know, online. Whether it's Skype, FaceTime, whatever, maybe Zoom, whatever it may be. And so how do you recruit during this time? And Ryan Snyder will talk about that when we talk with him on Monday here on the show. There's a long list. And you still have players, for example, putting their names into the transfer portal. Talked about DJ Carton of Ohio State yesterday. There are others doing it. Plus, we have people entering the draft. Anthony Edwards of Georgia. Everyone expected him to be a one-and-done for Tom Crean this year, did put his name into the NBA draft today. Now, will he be able to work out or do anything? Nobody knows. Remains to be seen, but he put his name in with the idea that he is going, and he thinks he's the first overall pick in the NBA draft when that takes place. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, Imports Domestics Microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We'll talk to our good friends from Pro Football Focus next half hour. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
It's pre-enjoyed madness right now at Susquehanna Valley RV. Look over the incredible selection of pop-ups, hybrids, travel trailers, fifth-wheelers. Trade-ins are welcome, and of course, financing is available. The best pricing of the season on all pre-owned RVs in stock. Susquehanna Valley RV, Route 522 Sealands Grove, and Route 11 between Danville and Bloomsburg. Or shop online at susqrv.com.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS News Update. The U.S. is advising all Americans traveling abroad to consider coming home. Some Americans right now are stranded in Peru. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
These first efforts are combined commercial private flights that will fly in, bring them back to a destination here in the United States. So we'll do that. There are some that will travel back other ways as well. And we've worked with the Department of Defense to say where there is space available, we'll be able to bring them back on those flights as well.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo today ordered all non-essential businesses to shut down. A good move, says Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health.
As a New Yorker, I know what New Yorkers can do. We're tough. I was in New York City on September 11th, 2001, and I know what the New Yorkers can do. So please cooperate with your governor, cooperate with your mayor. It's very important.
And the April 15th tax deadline will be moved this year to July 15th. CBS News Update. I'm Steve Futterman.
Whether you're still planning for retirement or have already retired, it's important to have a clear vision of what your future looks like. How will your income be affected? What expenses will change? How will you be spending your time once you're no longer working? It's a big transition and may seem overwhelming. I'm Ben Wilhelm. At Lone Oak Financial Services, we know what to do when planning for retirement, and we have the tools and resources to help you get there. From Social Security timing and Medicare to investments and income replacement, we help people just like you walk step by step through retirement. The process is simple. Schedule an appointment, enjoy an information gathering session, then implement a plan that will leave you feeling more confident and give you more time to focus on what matters most to you. Visit us at loneoakfinancial.com or stop by our office at 8 Commerce Avenue, Sealands Grove.
Registered with and Securities Investment Advisory Services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services and Lone Oak Financial Services are not affiliated companies, not associated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
Where customers send their friends, Beavertown Block, quality and value, that's our guarantee.
This is how a beaver builds a dam.
Timber!
On the dam, he builds a log.
Home sweet home.
And this is how a beaver makes the most of his outdoor living space.
Okay, everybody in the water, we're going to Beavertown Block.
From pavers and outdoor fireplaces to landscape and retaining walls, you'll love the selection, the variety, and the free advice at Beavertown Block. Nobody has a bigger selection, and you buy direct from the manufacturer. This is how a beaver enjoys his new patio and landscaping.
Ah, life is good, except that other tree needs to come down.
Beavertown Block, Paxtonville Road, Middleburg. Online at beavertownblock.com.
Where customers send their friends, Beavertown Block.
Is it me, or does it seem like everything is going up from a cost perspective of everyday needs and necessities? That's not the case at Surplus Outlet. You ask, what is Surplus Outlet? Surplus Outlet's a full-service grocery store. Hi, I'm Justin Michaels, and at Surplus Outlet, we've always recognized the need to stretch your dollars further with everyday low prices on groceries and much more. We continue to work hard at Surplus Outlet to find those savings and pass them on to you. You never have to spend a certain amount on groceries at Surplus Outlet to get a sale price, nor do you have to buy multiples of an item to receive the discount. Surplus Outlet is a locally owned and operated grocery store who feels it's our responsibility to take care of our neighbors and make our region a better place to live, work, and play. If you like to save money on your everyday grocery needs, stop in the Surplus Outlet often, as great deals are arriving daily.
Surplus Outlet, Route 11 Northumberland, Route 11 Berwick, and Route 15 Montgomery. Sign up for Facebook and email alerts for additional special savings at Surplus Outlet Official. Do it today.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley.
We know the value of community and technical colleges and the value they bring to rural communities across the nation, and our goal is to help these colleges be successful in every way. What we're trying to do here with the Education Project is really bring you a full-service campus here. Community colleges do a lot of things, but one of the most important things they do is they're the catalyst for economic development.
WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Open till 9 tonight, by the way. Open till 9 tonight. Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Yes, we talk about the great selection of beer of imports, domestics, microbrews, but they also have wine coolers and they have water. All right, water. Plenty of soft drinks, snacks. Right? They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed, and always second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Open till 9 tonight. All right. A lot going on in the NFL. And with that, we bring in Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus. Sam, welcome. It is great to have you with us on the show today.
Doing good. How about you guys?
Doing well. All right. So, free agency, plenty of it. Trades, plenty of them. Like Nick Foles going to the Bears. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, free agency's been kind of crazy, and it's only just technically opened. You know, the last couple of days have all happened in the legal tampering period. I think Nick Foles, I think the Jags did well to get rid of that contract. You know, they made the mistake a year ago of giving him that bloated deal when they seemed to be the only people in the race for his signature. And obviously this team is now in a pretty hard rebuild mode and just wanted to get rid of that deal, get it off the books, eat the dead money on the contract this year, and have more space next season and beyond. And that's, you know, the same reason they got rid of A.J. Boye in a trade. They got rid of Calais Campbell in a trade. They're just desperately trying to shed every big contract on that roster so that they can go hard into this rebuild. And then for the Bears, it seemed to be a case of any quarterback will do to give Mitchell Trubisky some either competition or a replacement.
Right, exactly. Okay, so of the moves that are made so far, obviously the trade of Hopkins was something that was a jaw-dropper. Brady, of course, is expected to sign. He hasn't signed yet with Tampa Bay, but he's expected to go there. To you, Sam, what have been, give me three of the biggest impact moves that have been made so far, in your opinion?
I mean, I think that Nuke Hopkins trade is definitely one of them, not just because of acquiring DeAndre Hopkins. You know, when you get this offseason for the Cardinals was all going to be about getting receivers for Kyler Murray to throw to, and you go and get one of the best in the NFL over the past few seasons, you keep your draft capital intact so that you can still add to that, and you got rid of a contract to make it happen. They were trying to get rid of David Johnson's contract anyway, so to have that as part of that deal makes it unfathomable in terms of how good a deal this is for the Cardinals. So I think that has a chance to immediately propel them a huge distance because they're going to have that number one receiver for Kyler Murray to play with, and they still have time to find second and third guys as well. Obviously, Brady going anywhere shifts the balance of power in the NFL. In particular, it's shifting it away from New England. I just don't see a way the Patriots are in any way the same kind of competitive team in 2020 that they have been for like the last 20 years. Even if they elect to go with one of the other quarterbacks available, an Andy Dalton or a Cam Newton or a Jameis Winston, I just don't think they can get back to that kind of level right now. And they certainly can't, obviously, if they go into a rebuild mode and start looking for a Trevor Lawrence or a in the future. And then the flip side is true. Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay to replace Jameis Winston should propel the Bucks into being one of the contenders in the NFC. So I think those are definitely the biggest moves in terms of things that are shifting the dynamic of how the NFL landscape is looking right now. And then the Colts is the other one that has the potential to do that. Signing Phillip Rivers, it's only a one-year deal, but this is a team that has the capability of winning right now. And, you know, Jacoby Brissett wasn't able to take a step forward and be more than a quality backup or a marginal starter last year. They still believe that if you put a quality offensive line in front of Phillip Rivers, he's got the ability to play at a much higher level than that and take a good roster into the playoffs.
I'll get to the Colts in a second here. The combination of Brady exiting New England with Stephon Diggs entering the division with the Bills, what does that mean?
It should mean that the Buffalo Bills are the division favorites right now. They obviously ran the Patriots relatively close a season ago, and they're in the ascendancy. You know, their defense is good. I think their receiving core was already in pretty good shape, but the one criticism people had of it is it was no true number one guy. They have that now. Really, the only question mark is how much better Josh Allen can get at quarterback, because there's no cap to how good he can be now in terms of the things around him. The situation is great. The scheme is good. That, I think, is legitimately maybe the best wide receiver trio in the NFL. All three of those guys can win with separation and get open consistently, and multiple guys can win at all levels of the field. So Josh Allen, I think, has no excuses at this point, in particular because there's no longer a Tom Brady that he has to get past.
Right, exactly. Now let's transition back to the Colts. It wasn't just, getting Rivers. They get Buckner as well in the deal for a number one. When you look at that offensive line, it's a pretty good offensive line. It seems like it is that, look, this offense was built for Andrew Luck, right? This is Phillip Rivers, more like Andrew Luck than Jacoby Brissett, with obviously exponentially more pocket presence than Brissett will ever have. So when you look at what the Colts have done, you know, in the move that they made, what do you see?
It's an interesting move because they gave up a first-round pick to do it. And, you know, I think, so DeForest Buckner, I think, is a fantastic player. I think they had money to spend in terms of a ton of cap space, and at some point you need to spend some of that because there's a floor in terms of how much you need to spend.
That's right. A lot of people don't realize there's a floor. Yeah.
Right. So I think, you know, he's a good player to spend some of the cap space that you needed to spend in order to hit that floor. But you gave up a first-round pick to do it, and your receiving group is not the best in the world. So whether it was going to be Tom Brady or, as it turns out, Phillip Rivers, you're going to need more than just T.Y. Hilton for that guy to throw to.
Yeah.
And right now, they don't really have that. They have, you know, Paris Campbell, who they're going to expect to take a step forward, but you could really use another sure thing at wide receiver. And, you know, there's still some guys out there in free agency they might target, but they would have been a natural fit for a receiver in the middle of the first round because it's such a great group this season. And obviously they don't have that ability anymore. They chose to go at it in a different direction with Buckner.
So, that I mean, let's go now to something that happens next month. This will be, it can be argued, one of the deeper wide receiver drafts that we're seeing. Is this where the Colts get that kind of help?
I mean, I think it could be. Obviously, it's riskier and potentially and not as good to have to wait until the second and third round to get those guys than to get what you think will be a surefire bet in the first round had they not traded away that pick. But, yeah, you're right. There's going to be quality receivers in this draft in the second and third rounds and beyond, and I would expect them to add a body there even if they continue to, or even if they get some of these second tier guys in free agency that are still out there. Yeah, I think absolutely the Colts should be looking to the second round of the draft and target some, you know, there's going to be so many of these guys that are, I think, superstar level wide receivers but might fall out of that first round because there's so many of them. And, you know, at that point people are looking to nitpick. So whether it's, you know, T. Higgins, who suddenly his athletic profile is not as amazing as people thought it was, does he fall out of the first round and become a target for a team like the Colts in the second?
All right, Sam, let's talk path for a moment. Brady goes to a division that's going to have probably Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback for Carolina. Who knows Joe Brady's system because of the time that Joe was with the Saints? There's obviously Atlanta. Brady can close his eyes and beat them, as was proven in the second half and overtime in a game a couple of years ago. The Saints have Drew Brees, but they couldn't get through their home game. Does Brady have a pretty good path based on where he's going to end up?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very winnable division now for Tampa Bay. I think New Orleans are obviously the other team in there that it's going to be a fight between the Saints and the Bucs for supremacy in that division. And whoever comes out of it is going to be in a strong position. I think the Saints will still be a very good team. The roster is too good. The coaching is too good. The schemes are too good. So Tampa may have a fight on their hands just to win the division. But at the point where they reach the postseason and you've got Tom Brady at quarterback, you know, anything can happen at that point. We saw last season that even if the Saints are the team that wins the division and hosts a game, that doesn't mean that they're the ones that will be advancing and the Bucs will be sitting at home. So I think they are one of the contenders in the NFC as soon as Brady is in that building.
They're also one of the contenders to be on Sunday Night Football a couple times. All right.
Right.
I think that's the way it goes. Very quickly, give me one under-the-radar signing, because all the, you know, the big names are the ones that are driving this. They sat back and went, you know what? That may not be the biggest name out there, but they just made a really good move in getting that guy. Who would it be?
I think the Raiders made a couple of those moves. They signed a pair of linebackers. They got Corey Littleton from the Rams and Nick Kwiatkowski from the Bears. I think those are two guys that upgrade the linebacking group that they had there, and neither of them cost them the earth. So I think those are two really good moves that the Raiders made to shore up that defense and did it without having to break the bank to make it happen.
That's fabulous. All right. Hey, Sam, thanks so much. Real pleasure having you on the show today. Look forward to talking to you more. And you can check out the PFF NFL podcast with Sam and Steve Palazzolo on YouTube and wherever you can get your podcasts. Sam, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus. Next half hour, Peter King of NBC Sports.
Actually, next half hour, we're going to talk about the world of gambling. All right. Have you gone to the back office? Have you noticed somebody has the shakes and been able to lay down a couple bucks here and there on something? Have you noticed that?
Not yet exactly, but that wouldn't surprise me.
He loves the ponies, actually. I mean, it's not games. He actually loves the ponies.
So you told me. I was shocked when I heard that.
Did you talk to him about that?
Not yet. I have not had the chance to.
No, I mean, he really does. I mean, he loves Kentucky Derby Day, Preakness Day, Belmont Day. He loves that.
Well, he's got to wait till September now.
I know. Yeah, that's all right. We just have to be patient. If we're smart and patient. All right. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street and Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, and... I'd like to also point out that we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. They are open until 9 tonight. And it's not just the beer with the great selection they have, imports, domestics, microbrews. And they also have wine coolers, but they have water, okay? Soft drinks, they have snacks, okay? And they have the pickle bar, indeed. Which is indeed second to none. All at Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Ben Sprouse is going to join us from the Washington Post. There's so many layers to what is going on, and one of them is the story when it comes to gambling. Look, I mean, states were looking at gambling. Not were, but they're going to continue to look at gambling as a revenue source. There's no getting around it. You have 20 states, including Pennsylvania in this country, that have sportsbook now. And right now, that's not happening. Yes, there's some Russian soccer, but I think that's going to be put on hold for a period of time. I believe in Turkey they have some events right now that, yes, are on the board. I mentioned that South Korea and Japan are getting back to baseball. I think that's under, in my opinion, that is great news moving forward. Now, obviously, we'll see how it plays out here. because, you know, this is going to take time. We know that. But we follow what we're supposed to do, and we all do this together. We can get out of this sooner rather than later. Now, if we get careless and decide not to follow what's going on and so forth, then it'll be later. If we follow along, I think it's going to be sooner. And let's face it, it's, you know, we're talking about a week here. It has not been an easy week for anybody out there. Thus, I would assume all of you would be aching for it to be sooner rather than later. So, we just all do this together. We got a lot going on in the show. We're going to talk about the gambling part. Ben Strauss, Washington Post, next half hour. Then Ryan Snyder on football recruiting is on Monday. Looking forward to that. We're going to have Tony DeFazio next week. Kenny Albert next week. And Stefan Wisniewski just signed with the Steelers, a two-year deal. I'm actually trying to work on that one, believe it or not. I'll take care of that one, Matt.
Sounds good to me.
Take care of that one, all right? So I know you worry about these things. I know you worry about it. Right now, among the tests in the state, and again, testing is really ramping up everywhere now, so the more testing that's being done, the higher the numbers are going to go. But I'm looking at the testing within the state so far, and again, it's still relatively small numbers. But right now, it's 8% getting positive and 92% getting negative. But they had the first two here in the Mount Nittany Health System. I'm not saying Mount Nittany Medical Center, but the Mount Nittany Health System here in Center County. But they have both self-quarantined. They're not hospitalized. And part of this is, remember, and that's an important part, and I think the people at Geisinger would back me up on this, they're trying to, you know, by self-quarantining, it doesn't ramp up out of control where now bed capacity can't be handled at a hospital. That's a big part of this. It's a big part of it. All right, we'll get you up to date on all the news that's going on. Melvin Gordon is leaving the Chargers. He's going to go to the Denver Broncos. We mentioned Anthony Edwards leaving Georgia for basketball, entering the NBA draft. He thinks he's the first overall pick in the draft, and so far there's nothing to suggest that he would not be. But we'll see what Obi Toppin. Obi Toppin has an announced yet from Dayton. Tom Brady did officially sign a two-year contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that's happened. The couple of other notes. We talked about Todd Gurley. Yesterday, Todd Gurley released by the Rams. It did not take long. He ended up signing with the Atlanta Falcons. It is amazing that when Gurley was active and playing well with the Rams offense hummed. And I remember last year I thought losing Cooper Kupp was a big reason why the Rams offense slumped. Well, the Rams offense with Cooper Kupp back in the lineup still continued to slump this year. I think it all traces back to Gurley. You're talking about a guy that had between 7,000 and 8,000 yards of total offense in his Rams career over 5 years. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And they're open till 9 tonight. Open till 9. All right. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.